pasuk says titen emes le Yaakov chesed avraham b'seid in the tefillah. Siddur. And the Tanakh. Just usually you have the Tanakh with you, right? No. The Tanakh of the English.
Mark.
Oh. Yeah. Sure. I have it here. I think the rabbi wouldn't mind. So. We have this pasuk in the Siddur, Titen emes le Yaakov chesed le Avraham. Chesed is a midah that Avraham introduced to the world, to humanity, basically. Chesed is what the world was created with. Oilom chesed ibone, the world is built on the midah of chesed. We'll explain it shortly. The Mishnah in the beginning of Masechta Peah, and say there's Roim, we say a longer version of it in the Birkas HaShachar, we say right after Birkas HaTorah, we say Eilu Devorim She'ein Lohem Shir. These are the things that have no measurement, which means that there is no minimum and there is no maximum. Okay? Many mitzvahs have a shear how to do the mitzvah. To be mekayim the mitzvah of achilas matzo, you have to eat the kezayis. Otherwise, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. There are certain things that have a maximum. There's a law, one should not give tzedakah more than 20% of what he possesses. Shouldn't give away. That's a Gemara. And if you want a reference, a Gemara in Ksuvis Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis. It says, HaMevazbez Al Yevazbez Yoyser Michoymish, more than a fifth of what he has. So there are shiurim, but there is a list of things that do not have shiurim. Okay? And it says, Apeo v'abikurim v'horoyin u'gmilus chasodim v'salmuter. I wouldn't go through the whole list, but gmilus chasodim is one of them. Acts of kindness have no limit. What does it mean that they have no limit? The Rambam brings a very interesting halacha in his code of law, in the Mishneh Torah, in Hilchos Evel, Perek Yudalet, halacha Aleph and halacha Beis, the first two halachas in that perek, in the 14th chapter of this section, that when we read here in this Beraisa that Gmilus Chasodim is one of the things She'ein Lohem Shiur, that have no limit, that is only this Gmilus Chasodim that one does bodily, physically, with him, his being. Not what he does, he doesn't say it literally, but that's what he's coming to exclude, not what he does with his money. That's a separate issue. Because we just said that money-wise, to do Gmilus Chasodim has a shear. There is a limit to it. Right? So what does it mean that Gmilus Chasodim has no limit? This is what one does with this person. And he has a whole list to be go to be Menachem Oval. That's what one does with a person. To make sure that a person who died gets buried. Kvura Sameis. That's a big mitzvah. It's such a mitzvah that if a Kohen Godel on Erev Yom Kippur walks on a road and he sees somebody dead there, there's nobody to take care of him, known as a meis mitzvah, even though he will disqualify himself from doing the service of Yom Kippur in the Beis HaMikdosh, which only the Kohen Gadol could do, he is mechuyav, he is obligated to go and to bury that man, become tome. He's not allowed to become tome even to his father and mother, to all the seven relatives that any regular Kohen is allowed to, a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to. The only exception is the meis mitzvah. A dead person, a Jew, that nobody, he has nobody to take care of him, to bury him. He is obligated. A tremendous mitzvah. That's a mitzvah shebegufoy ein lohem shiur. There's no limit to that. And Rambam ez levoyas orchim, to go and accompany the guests when they take leave on the way. Okay, just like we see, no levayas hameis, where we accompany the meis. There's levayas orchim, livui, and this is extremely important in those days, even more than nowadays, because to go out of town was dangerous, all kinds of dangers. The accompanying was something to keep him safe from those dangers. And that's why that's called Gmilus Hasodim Shebegufoy. And this is what the obligation is. And this is what Ein Lohem Shir. There's no limit to that. This is the way how we have to understand the chesed that Avraham introduced to the world, which was the chesed with the full sense of the word, of Begufoy. If we'll take a look at what happened in, this is not in this week's parsha, but in next week's parsha, Parshas Vayera, when Avraham, on the as Rashi says, there, on the third day after his bris, he was sitting in his tent, waiting for people to come, and nobody showed up. Was very hot day. Chazal say, kechoim hayoim, it was very, probably more than 113 degrees. But he couldn't take it. What does it mean he couldn't take it? Okay? Let's think about it. We have an obligation to help somebody who is in need. But if there is nobody that is in need, where's the obligation? The answer is that Gmilus Chasodim Shebegufoy means that you have to go out to do chesed, to look for an opportunity to do chesed. That this is what we say in the Shmoneh Esrei, in the Sim Sholeim. Right, the Torah of life, the Ahavas Chesed. You install in us this midah, this attribute of loving kindness. And we have to understand, and will hopefully the time will allow to explain the difference between what Judaism calls chesed and what the general world idea of what chesed is, which is a big, big difference. We'll come to that. But in any case, what happened there in Parshas Vayera, when he was standing there and he saw a trio of Arabs coming towards him? He didn't know they were malachim, they were angels. So they looked like Arabs to him. And he goes there, and he runs towards them, and he basically begs them with tears, please, please, come in, do me a favor. and come in, and I will serve you whatever you want, water, bread, and he said water and bread, and what did he serve?
Tongue.
Tongue in mustard, right, which was supposed to be the top delicacy in those days, okay? They didn't have the delicatessen stores, but the delicatessen store was the tent of Avram. And it was for free. So, how does he go after that? Listen to the terminology that is used in the Torah. When they agreed, Ken tasek asher dibata, do like what you said. Vaimaher Avraham ha'oyhelo el soro. Vaimaher, he hurried. Okay? He ran there into the tent. And what does he tell there? Mahari shloy se'im kemachsoles. Please, fast. Okay, do it. Hurry. 3 sa'as of meal. Fine flour. Just make sure that you do the best cakes that you're able to. I have guests. They need to eat the best food. Gesundheit. And so it's already the second time. It says, first of all, Vayimaher, he hurried. And he told Sarah also, Mahari, hurry. The next pasuk, Vel Habokor Rots Avraham. He ran to the cattle. Rots. Okay? And Vayikach, and what he took a little calf. Vayimaher la soy soy soy. And he hurried. Look at the terms. All in hurry. Rush, 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 rush. Okay? And finally, and he says, and it's not enough. Don't forget, 3 days after surgery. Okay, he is, and he does all this, and then you say, okay, now they have the food there, so now sit down and relax. No. The Huay made Alehem. He's standing over them to watch, to make sure that they eat, to make sure that they have everything they need. And they ate. That's the description of Gemilus Chasodim Begufoy. Okay? The acts of kindness with one's person. Superficially, it seems that Chesed is a mitzvah sheben odom lachaver. Okay? We know that there is this distinction between a person to person, interpersonal mitzvahs, and there is between man and God mitzvahs. Bein Odom Lamokom and Bein Odom Lachaver. Chesed is Bein Odom Lachaver. Right? So, first of all, parenthetically, I have to add that mitzvah Shebein Odom Lachaver, that we label it that way, is only in addition. Because every mitzvah that we have is first of all mitzvah shebein odom lamokoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote this mitzvah in the Torah. So it's a mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us. On top of that, if it is something that involves somebody else, then it's also a mitzvah shebein odom lachavera. But it's not just a mitzvah shebein odom lachavera. Okay? It's in addition to the mitzvah shebein odom lamokoy. So this is, I don't want to expand, I can talk about another 15 minutes on that, but this is what we have to understand. But besides that, the mitzvah of chesed is primarily a mitzvah sheben odom lamokoy, a mitzvah between man and Hashem. Let me explain it in more depth. First of all, when we have a mitzvah shebein odom lachaveru, we should not do it because we are doing chesed to someone else. We should do it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to do it. And this goes for any mitzvah. It's not because we understand that it's a good thing, but because HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us. And we have to understand that. Let's go back to this week's parasha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham in the beginning of the parasha. Anybody has the Tanakh with them? You can read with me on page 24. Beginning of Pashas Lech Lecho, Hashem said to Avraham, Lech Lecho Me'atzecho, go for yourself, from your land, from your relatives, from your father's house, to the land that I will show you. Okay? And we know he was going to Eretz Canaan, but he didn't just stop there in the command. He goes on to say, and I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him that curses you, I will curse. Okay? Just go there, and you will see that all this is going to happen. Now, this Lech Lecho, this commandment, we know from Chazal that it was supposed to be a test for Avraham. Right? I will ask you, between you and me, what kind of a test is that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself tells you, go there, I will make you a great nation, I will increase your possessions, I'll bless you. Rashi says, I'll bless you, b'momoy. Okay? I'll give you all the good things in the world. You have to be crazy not to. Who will not listen to that? Who will not do it when HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself promises you? Nobody's going to be a fool. Everybody will run. So what kind of a test was that? And the answer is very simple. The test was not whether Avraham was going to listen or not. That was not the test. The test was what will be the motivation for Avraham to listen. Will it be in order to get all these good promises that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him? Or will it be to do it because Hashem commanded him? For no other reason. How do we know that he passed the test? Because it says in the Torah right after that, Pasuk Dalet, Vayelech Avraham, and Avraham went, Ka'asher diber elov Hashem, like Hashem spoke to him. He didn't go because of the promises. He went because Hashem spoke to him, because of the commandment. With these words, Kasher Dibir Alav Hashem, are redundant. Because Hashem spoke to him, all he had to say is Vayelech Avraham, and Avraham went. And we know that he went because Hashem spoke to him. This comes to show that he did it because Hashem spoke to him. That's the attitude, basically. That we have to learn from Avraham, the attitude of doing the mitzvahs. Again, it's not because we understand. Because if we do only the things that we understand, and what we don't understand, I don't understand it, so that I don't like doing it, then you are not doing Hashem's commandment. You're not being mekayim the mitzvah of Hashem. You're worshipping your intellect. You understand that this is a good thing, so that's why you do it. That's not Yiddishkeit. That's not what the Torah stands for. Okay? We have to do things that Hashem commanded us just because He commanded us. Whether we understand them or not, even if we understand them, that should not be the reason to do it. And this is what Chesed is all about. That's why Chesed is primarily a mitzvah sheben odom lamokoim, not a mitzvah sheben odom lachaveroim. Because Hashem commanded us to do the chesed. Chazal say, this is a Gemara in Soita, Daf Yudalet Amud Aleph. Mai Dichsiv, what is it that is written in Chumash Devorim Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Hey? It says the following: Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Telechu. I don't want to waste time now in looking it in the Chumash. Okay, Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Telechu. Walk after your God. What does it mean? V'chi efshar lo le'odom lehalech achar hashchino? Can a person walk behind God? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Eish Oichlo, says the Gemara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is burning fire. You can't walk after him, behind him. So what is this commanded? Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Telechu, walk behind your God. Elo, rather, says the Gemara, Lehalech acha midoisof shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to follow the attributes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what the Gemara says. What does it mean? When they said the word Elo, rather, they don't mean to say, since we cannot understand it literally, so we have to take it in a different way. That's not what they mean to say. They mean to say that this is what it says. This is the meaning of follow the ways of follow Hashem Elokecha. That means follow his attributes. And the Gemara gives a whole list. Mahu malbish arumim, the same way as he dresses the naked. Dichsiv, as it says in the Torah, we just read in Parshas Bereishis. Vayas Hashem Elohim le'odom ule'ishto kosnos oyer. Hashem made for Adam and his wife clothing of skin. Vayalbishem, and he dressed them. Okay, this is a posuk in Bereishis, Perek Gimel, posuk Chaf Aleph. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, as we say every morning in the Birkas HaShachar, Malbish Arumim. Right? We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we bless Hashem that He is Malbish Arumim. So that's one way of Gmilus Chasodim. Just like He does that, we should do it too. And the Gemara goes on. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Biker Choylim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to visit the sick. Where do we find that? Anybody remembers? Avram, right? When Avram was sitting in the tent, Vayero Hashem el Avram, Rashi says, Chazal, after the Medrash, that he came to visit the sick. Okay, so the same way as he visits the sick, we should visit the sick too. And to visit the sick, by the way, the mitzvah, which is chesed, right, is to attend to the sick. To see what can we do to make him feel better. This is what visiting the sick is. There is a doctor here in town called Dr. Geft, Ivor Geft. Okay? I'm sure many of you know him, personal friend. Okay? I learned from him, what does it mean to visit the sick? He told me once, you know, without meaning anything, just as a by the way, that when he is a doctor, he makes his rounds in the hospitals, goes to see patients. Whenever he comes to a patient, he always makes sure to sit down so that the patient will not have the feeling, oh, he just came to look at me and he's running out. Okay? To give him or her, whoever it is, the feeling, I'm here for you. That is thinking about the other. That's the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. having the other in mind. And the Gemara goes on, Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nichem Aveilim, Kadosh Baruch Hu comforted the mourners. Where do we find it? After Avram was Nifter. There's a Pasuk in Bereishis, Perekhov Hei, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vayihi Acharei Mois Avraham, and it happened after the death of Avraham, Vayivorech Elohim Es Yitzchak Benoi. Rashi there brings the Chazal, Nichamoi Tanchumei Aveilim, that he came to comfort him after his father was Nifter. The same way as HaKadosh Baruch Hu does that, Af Ato Nachem Aveilim, says the Gemara. You also have an obligation to go and comfort. And this is a whole art in and of itself. One has to make sure that at one point or another to learn the halachos of Nichum Aveilim, because most people unfortunately are confused at what, how does one comfort the mourner. There are certain things that one should not do. And time will not allow to expand on it, but it's just something that one should keep in mind. So, that's another attribute that we have to follow. And finally, the Gemara says, Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Koiver Meisim, as it says at the end of the Chumash, in Parshas Zois HaBrocha, which we just read on Simchas Torah, it says there that Vayikbor Oisoi Bagai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu buried Moshe Rabbeinu. At the very end of the Torah. And the same way as he does that, we are obligated to do it too. That's how the Gemara says. Very interestingly, there, right after that, there is another saying, Omar Rabbi Simloi, Hat Torah Tchilosog Milus Chasodim Vesoifog Milus Chasodim. The Torah begins with acts of kindness, as we just said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made clothing for Adam and Chava. V'soifog milus chasodim, and it ends also with milus chasodim, which means, just that we said now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu buried Moshe Rabbeinu. Question. What does Rab Simloi come to add to what was said before? There's a whole list of things that are written in the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does Milos Chasodim. What's the significance of that the Torah begins and ends with Milos Chasodim? I believe that the answer is as follows. This is something that crossed my mind the last Simchas Torah. When we read this parsha of Vayikbor Oiso Bagai. And we've discussed in the past once the concept of Psukim Lishmois Anoshim, that we say, many people have this minhag of saying at the end of Shmone Esrei, a posuk taken from Tanakh that begins with the same letter that his name or her name begins and ends with the letter that his or her name ends. Okay? In the Sidurim, in the Article Sidurim, I believe there is a whole list of those psukim. We see from that that the significance of one's name lies in the first and the last letter. We discussed that once with Mogen David. You remember? Why was the signet of David HaMelech was a Mogen David? That's what they say. He had it on his shield. Why Mogen David? What has it to do with David HaMelech? And the answer is that in ancient Hebrew, the letter Daled was like in ancient Phoenician and the Greek, a triangle. You know the delta? Why is it called a delta? Because a delta of a river is in the form of a triangle. The sea and the two arms of the river, right? David HaMelech's name started with a Dalet and ended with a Dalet. And that was the significance. A triangle and a triangle make together make a Mogen David. Right? So we see from here that the beginning and the end of one's name are the most significant thing, and that will include the entire name. Chazal say, it's brought down in the Hakdomo of the Ramban in his Pirush on the Torah, that the Torah, the entire Torah, is combinations of Hashem's names. Kol haTorah kulo shemoisof shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it says. So if the Hashem's name is the Torah, the fact that it begins with Chesed and ends with Chesed, it means that the entire Torah is all Chesed. That's the significance of that. This is what Rav Simlai comes to tell us. And we know the Pasuk says, Oilom Chesed Yibone. We have brought this Pasuk many times. The world was an act of Chesed on part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We discussed it many times in the past. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is goodness itself. Tamu uriki toiv Hashem. Hashem is good. What does it mean good? It's brought down in Bali Amusa, Nefesh HaChaim, the Ramchal, Rabbi Moshe Chaim Lotzato. They all say that the definition of good is that a person who is good wants to do good to others. That's called good. Okay? To serve others. I shared it with you in the past, so many times people in the secular world, they give a eulogy. I heard children talking about their parents who passed on, or other relatives. He was such a good man, he never hurt a fly, never hurt anyone. Everybody, has this idea. As a metaphor, let's take it to another scenario. You know, I have at home a wonderful, such a good refrigerator. It never electrocuted me. Is that what makes it good? Okay, good is not something that doesn't hurt, or someone that doesn't hurt. That's not what is good. What's good about him? Good is somebody who does things in the proper way, who does things for others. That's a person who is good. The refrigerator is going to be good when it does its job, not when it doesn't do harm. So, Chesed is in that category. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is good, wanted to share the best thing in the world with somebody else. How does he do that? He creates a world and puts us in it so that he can share his goodness with us. But you know what? The feeling of getting charity is not a good feeling. A feeling that I keep getting all the time things that I don't deserve. How do you feel if somebody showers you all the time with gifts and you never did anything for him? Eventually you'll start feeling embarrassed about it. What did I do to you that you're doing so much good to me? And by the way, because of that feeling, sometimes the outcome is a bad reaction. Because people don't like to be grateful. People don't like to have the gratitude, the need to be grateful. And when somebody does something so much good, they start hating him. It's like the Rebbe, the grandfather of Dr. Twersky, that he told, that he said to him, "You see, I can tell you each and every one here this why this one hates me, why this one hates me, and the other one, but that person there in the corner, I have no idea why he hates me. I never did him any favor." Okay? And this is the concept. Okay? That many times when you do too much favors to other people without getting anything in return, the reaction is not so good, to say the least. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to earn that goodness that He showers upon us. And that's why He gave us the Torah and the mitzvahs. So we should have the feel that we earn it. That it's not an act of charity. It's an act of charity anyway, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need our favors. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need we should do the mitzvahs. He does it for us. But to give us the right feeling in order not to feel that we get charity from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why He gave us the Torah. And we know that the Torah is the blueprint of the world, of the universe. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu histakel be'oraisa uvara olma. It's as if He looked at what's written in the Torah, and that's how He created the world, to match. And since we know that the Torah starts with Chesed and ends with Chesed, so does the world. That's why the world is built on Chesed. And that's the kind of Chesed that Abraham taught us. The Chesed of Begufoy. And the point is that we need the right set of mind to internalize that and to realize it, that everything that is happening in the world is some sort of a chesed for us. Even some things sometimes that happen to others supposed to be a chesed for us, because we are supposed to learn from things that happen to others and draw conclusions from that. Something to think about. How much effect did the Chesed of Avraham have in the beginning of this week's parsha again, when actually this was at the end of Parshas Noach, I believe, when they left Choran. It says, no, it is in the beginning of this week's parsha. Vayikach Avraham es Sarai ishto vezovedo es kol rechushom asher ochoshu ves hanefesh asher osu v'charan. It says, this is in Perek Yud Beis, Posuk Hey. Avraham took his wife Sarai and Loit, his brother's son, and their wealth and their that they've amassed, and the souls they made in Haran, and they left to go to the land of Canaan. Chazal said, what does it mean, the souls? Es hanefesh asher osu b'choron. The souls that they made in Choron. What does it mean? Anybody remember what Chazal explained it? Rashi brings it down.
They were Makarev people.
They were Makarev people, right. Very good. They were Makarev people to believe in HaKadosh Baruch. And Chazal say how that he will bring them into his tent and feed them, and they, when they would thank, they say, "Don't thank me, thank for the master of the universe." And he said, "Who is that?" And then he started to explain to them, and that's how he was mikaret them. Now, the Ibn Ezra on this pasuk says something very interesting. He says, "Es hanefesh asher os osu," the asiya, the making, the doing, is many times in the Torah is referring to wealth. Nefesh asher osu means they acquired living people as slaves and women servants. Okay, avodim and shvochos. That's what in the poshet way to understand this pasuk. So why did Chazal change it? Why did Chazal took it in a seemingly not a poshet way, not a simple literal understanding, but rather in a drashic way? So I shared with you many times that I maintain that every drosh of Chazal needs pshat in it, needs a simple exit. There is in the pasuk something simple that on which they hang, like a peg on which to hang it on. And I believe that the reason why they said what they said to explain, to interpret this pasuk to mean that they were mekarev people rather than acquired people, because whatever they acquired is included in the eskol rechushom asher rechoshu, and all the possessions that they acquired. That includes slaves as well. Right? That's their possessions. Why does it have to add v'sa nefesh asher osu b'choron to mean slaves? And that's why they said no, they don't mean slaves. They mean that they made souls to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were mekarev them. That's the pshat in the Chazal. So, according to this, his kindness, the mitzvahs gemilos chasodim shebegufo, was very effective. Because he was mekarev so many people with this concept. So, let me just explain. We are getting close to the end of the shiur. I would like to explain the difference between the Jewish understanding of kindness and the secular understanding of kindness, the rest of the world's understanding of kindness. The rest of the world understands kindness as helping the other. The helping the other in that understanding is something that emanates from feelings, from the goodness of the heart. I see somebody who is devastated, who has nothing to eat, or wears tattered clothing, and you go and you take him and you feed him and you dine and wine him, you buy him new clothing and you give him whatever he needs. I'm such a charitable person. I feel so much better about it. The truth is that this is not chesed. Because when one does that, according to Judaism, one just does it for self-purpose service. Yeah? I serve my feelings. I do it because I want to feel better. It hurts me, it pains me when he is suffering like that. So I want to alleviate my pain and my suffering, so that's why I help. And it gives me such a good feeling. But that is not the reason why we should do chesed according to the Torah, as we have explained The whole concept of chesed is to do what Hashem commanded. Hashem did all these acts of chesed not because he needed it. Right? He didn't have anything from it. He didn't feel better, quote unquote, after he did it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not change. We know that. We have discussed it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a perfect being. And a perfect being does not change. Because if there is a change in a perfect being, then one of the two, either he wasn't perfect before, or he's not perfect after. So that's why it's impossible that a perfect being is going to change. So we say, we daven, and we change the decree of Hashem because of the davening. Shuvo tfilo tzedako, tzedako also, mavir en esroi agzera, remove the evil decree. How does it happen? Hashem changes his mind? The answer is Hashem doesn't change his mind. It's just that we become different people. And on that different person, that decree did not apply. That's what happens. We change, not HaKadosh Baruch Hu changes. So, according to the world's understanding of what chesed is, the main thing in the chesed is the outcome of it. The gemilus chesed shows the goodness of the person who does it. It has nothing to do with one's emunah, with one's belief, with one's faith. It's the person's personality, it's the person's helping others that are the measuring stick to what kind of a person is, to the measure of chesed that he possesses. Shlomo HaMelech in Mishlei taught us that that's not the way to look at chesed. Chesed depends on what one believes of the connection that one has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like the Gemara says, follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways. The posuk is in Mishlei Perek Yudalet, posuk Lamed Dalet. Tzedoko teroimein goy v'chesed le'umim chatos. Instead of I'm living, I will read you the translation here. Posuk Lamed Dalet. Charity will uplift a nation, but the kindness of regimes is a sin. That's how it's translated. Okay? What does it mean? Okay? The tzedakah that we do in accordance with the right way of doing it, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us, is something that elevates the whole nation. We are a nation of tzedakah. The amount of tzedakah that Jews do, especially from Jews, relative to what they have or what they earn, is mind-boggling. I believe that Reb Moshe Feinstein Zatzal was audited by the IRS a few times because they couldn't believe that a person who earned so little gave so much. Relatively to his earning. And that's why many people. My father, Olav Asholem, used to say on the posuk, Al tivtechu v'indivim, do not trust the nobles, those who are charitable, supposed to be, okay? Bevein Adom She'ein Lo Yiseshuah, normally translated as, do not trust a person who cannot help. Because he's a person, he's a human being. Bevein Adom. My father, Olav HaShalom, used to say, don't trust the wealthy people. Okay? It's Bevein Adom She'ein Lo, a person who doesn't have Teshuah, from him could come the salvation. Because many times, those people who don't have, give more than those people who are very wealthy. I know that a whole bunch of gevirim, of wealthy people from America came to Rav Steinman or one of the other gedolim in Bnei Brak. And one of them said, you know, Rabbi, I gave last year, I gave $1.5 million for tzedakah. And he said to him, did you give a miser? Was it at least 10% from your earnings? And he said, no. He says, then don't bother me. That's the minimum that a person should give, is 10% from the earnings. Miser. And the optimum is to give up to 20%. There's no nation in the world that is like that. Okay? That has such a requirement. So, this is the chesed in Judaism. Chesed in the world is chatos, is sin. What does it mean, chatos? The word hate, which is translated as sin, means, like, it comes from lehachati es amatoro, which means to miss the target, missing. Hate is when I did an act and I missed the target. And the chesed of the la'umim misses the target. This is totally missed in the translation. Okay, when you say sin, it has no this connotation at all. Chatos means missing. The chesed of la'umim misses the target. And there is a deficiency in it. Because if the purpose of chesed is to do good to somebody else, and if the goodness of one's heart is the way to measure one's kindness, why is chesed leumim chatos? Whatever they do is very nice of them that they do. There's no obligation on that, right? You have to do somewhat, to say whatever, helping. If you help, you're fine. The whole concept here is that in the secular idea of chesed is whatever I have is mine. Whatever I give away, that's very nice of me that I give away. As they say in Yiddish, "Sie kommt mir a knip in beckel." Okay, like, you do this, yeah, I did a good thing. Right? So, you can come with demands to me. Not so in Judaism. Not so by us according to the Torah. According to the Torah, it's not just tzedok or tzedek. Gemilus chasodim means that you have to go out of your way to do it. Just like Avraham did. Because otherwise, why was he looking? Why was he looking for people to help? What difference does it make? There's no mitzvah of helping somebody who's in no need. Now, according to this, there's a new understanding now. And I think with this we'll have to finish. A new understanding of the whole episode of Avraham and the Malachim in Parshas Vayeyo. the Torah wants to depict, to portray Avraham as the pillar of kindness, right? So what's the story that the Torah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to write in the Torah, to tell us about it? As we have described how he ran and how he did everything hurriedly, for whom? For someone who didn't need it. Malachim didn't need to lead. They didn't need all the service that he did for them. He actually worked for nothing. They didn't have any benefit from it. Because that is this lesson from here. This is what we have to learn, what kindness is. Kindness is not because the other one needs. Kindness is because I have to do it. Okay? This is what the Torah says, and that's the difference between the Chesed Le'umim Chatos and Tzedokah Teroimim Goy. That's how we have to understand it. That's why the Torah chose to bring this story of the Avram and the Malachim. This is how we learn what Chesed is. That you do it even if the other one doesn't know. I'll finish with a short story. A person, just like I described before, saw somebody who was in tremendous distress, didn't have any money, didn't have food, didn't have anything. And the person took him into his house and fed him, and he gave him everything that he needed, new clothing, and then he was about to leave. So he was already at the door, and he says to him, wait a minute. And he runs to the other room, and he comes back, and he has a pack of bills, you know, gives him $1,000 and says, here, take this. He says, after all that you did for me, what's this for now? He says, you don't understand. What I did till now was to satisfy my feeling of Rachmonis. I didn't do it for you, I did it for myself. I wasn't mekayem any mitzvah by that. Because I was satisfying myself only. Now that you have everything that you need, now if I'll give it to you, now it's real chesed. Now it's not to satisfy myself, I want to do that. This is the difference. To do for someone what he doesn't need is the real chesed. Just look for it. Try. Of course, when you happen to help somebody in the process, that's beautiful. But don't do it because of your rachmanis. Do it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said so. Just like Avram, when he went from Haran, he did it not because of the promises, but because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said so. Thank you very much. Rabbi Hananya ben Akasha, Oemer, Otzo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zakoyis, Yisrael, the people of the Molem,